Radio 1.
Es gibt, wie versprochen, auch heute Abend wieder Live-Musik, wie jeden Abend hier im Studio 1. Heute kommt die Live-Musik von einem Künstler, der für seine Gedanken und Gefühle so eine ganz eigene musikalische Sprache gefunden hat, die er in wundervolle Musik zu legen vermag, also eine Sprache, die er in wundervolle Musik zu legen vermag, mit der er die Höhen und Tiefen menschlicher Beziehungen auslotet, aber eben nicht nur die Höhen und Tiefen, sondern, und das ist das Interessante an seinem Album, das in 2 Wochen erscheinen wird, auch das Dazwischen, zwischen den Höhen und Tiefen, also die Ambivalenz interessiert ihn. Wie das klingt, das können wir, wie gesagt, auf diesem neuen Album hören. Das ist sein 4. Am 26. September erscheint es. Neither Up Nor Down heißt es. Einige Songs davon sind schon in der Welt und wir werden heute Abend einige von diesen Songs hören und wir sind sehr froh, dass er bei uns ist. Herzlich willkommen, Decker. Hi, Brooklyn.
Hello.
Good to have you back.
Thank you.
Do you remember your last time you've been with Radio 1?
Yeah, I think the last time was on the roof here a couple years ago.
Also er war vor ein paar Jahren mal auf dem Dach hier. Und was it a good time? Did you have a good
time? It's always a good time with Radio 1.
Ah, okay. Right answer. Es ist immer eine gute Zeit mit Radio 1, die richtige Antwort. Before we talk about your new album, which will be released September 26th,
that's right?
2 weeks from now. Let's go back a little further, more than 20 years ago, back in the Midwest. Mm-hmm. Of the United States when you started Rue Royale, that was almost 20 years ago, right? Was it?
Yeah,
longer?
It was.
It's longer.
No, it was 2006, so however many that is. 19 years ago, yeah.
Yeah. Next year it's 20 years. Also 20 Jahre ist es jetzt her, dass er damals noch im amerikanischen Mittelwesten Rue Royale mit seiner Frau Ruth gegründet hat. Can you see the Brooklyn Decker then? There you was before. You understand my answer.
Yes.
Who was this Brooklyn Decker then? Back then, 20 years ago. Where war dieser Brooklyn Decker?
Just a boy.
Okay, ein kleiner Junge.
Okay. Oh boy, I don't know. That feels like such a long time ago. I mean, I feel like I'm a different person each week, to be honest. So, it's. That was an interesting time, though. I mean, I had already written a bunch of songs kind of through my 20s, and this Rue Royale thing with my wife was starting to cook, you know? It was like putting songs on MySpace, and people were actually messaging like, wow, we like that. Like friends that had never said anything about my songs before.
Yeah.
It was an exciting time, yeah.
Ja, also er sagt einerseits, er war eben noch ein Junge und so und dann erinnerte sich, ja, also es war die Zeit, dass er angefangen hat mit Rue Royale, mit seiner Frau Musik zu machen. Also inzwischen ist es, hat er so das Gefühl, er ist eigentlich ständig eine andere Person, aber dieses Gefühl kennen wir ja. Aber damals war er eben mit seiner Frau, da gab es noch diese Plattform MySpace, wo man irgendwie Songs hochgeladen hat und dann Freunde darauf reagiert haben und es war diese Zeit, es war schon eine andere Epoche. So there was quite a journey, not only from the Midwest, moving to the UK, but also musically with Royale, with Ruth, touring for years. Then you took a break for...
Yeah, we toured pretty extensively from 2007 to mm-hmm. through 2014. And then we had a child mm-hmm. and came off the road. Mm-hmm. For, I thought, a short pause. It's turned into a longer pause. I started music a couple years later when I caught my breath.
Ja, also es gab dann eben wirklich familiäre Entwicklung und ein Kind wurde geboren, eine Tochter wurde geboren und sie haben eine Pause gemacht. Aus einer kurzen Pause wurde eine längere Pause und es war dann auch wirklich der Moment zum Atemholen und dann über neue und andere Dinge nachzudenken. So the constant was change in a way. Also die Konstanze? Constance is a name, you know that, right? The constant.
The constant.
Has changed.
Has changed. Yes, a lot has changed.
I mean, change is a constant
yes,
in your life.
Yes, change is constant. Yes. Well, we got there.
Finally. Okay.
Yes, definitely.
But I think what never changed, as far as I know, you never stopped exploring human relationships in your songs, in your music. So that is something you really were into the whole time. Also, was sich nie verändert hat, also die menschlichen Beziehungen zu erforschen. So, but now you have this album. It's about human relationships. It contains not only.
With this album, it's not really the album. I couldn't say that the album is about something as much as it sort of encompasses a few things. Relationships, in particular, my family, the three of us. We have a daughter, my wife and I, and our daughter. These three relationships are all over the record, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Ja, also klar ist es schon geprägt auch durch die eigenen Erfahrungen. Sie haben eine Tochter und so. Und das ist aber, es geht nicht nur darum, aber das durchdrängt oder durchzieht natürlich seine Gedanken und sein Songwriting schon immer. So this neither up or nor down, also weder oben noch unten, this in between, this is something you are interested in. Also es geht nicht nur um die Höhen und Tiefen, sondern the ambivalence of relationships also.
No, I wouldn't say the ambivalence. I would say, I think I'm looking at that a little bit differently. You know, I feel like there are extremes in life. There are extremes in moments. You know, you get bored, you unlock your phone, and you're being either sold to or told about apocalypse. There's always these extremes.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that most of our life is actually in between.
I understand.
And we get caught up with these extremes. And the same metaphor is with relationships. And I think so much we're focusing on how sexy something is, how romantic it is, or how terrible it is. Whereas actually just like a nice, healthy relationship mm-hmm. is really good.
Mm-hmm.
It's really
so
good.
So this kind of satisfaction.
Ja.
Also ich hatte das anders interpretiert, dass man sagt, okay, oben und unten und dazwischen gibt es noch ganz viel Ambivalenz und so. Also das sind nicht nur die Extreme. Er sagt, naja, nee, das meint er eigentlich gar nicht, sondern wir werden permanent mit Extremen bombardiert. Also wenn man das Handy irgendwie anmacht, dann sieht man, wird einem entweder was verkauft oder wird einem die Apokalypse angesagt und so. Also wir sind zwischen Leben, zwischen diesen Extremen und was ihn interessiert und was er meint, also als Metapher auch gebraucht, ist das dazwischen. Also diese Ruhe oder das, was wir, diese Normalität, die es ja auch gibt in unserem Leben, im besten Fall auch geben sollte. So it isn't the ambivalence. Talking about your heads.
Mm-hmm.
There is more than
it's
one.
Nice, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Also wer Decker kennt ihn natürlich mit Hut. Und wir haben uns vorher so ein bisschen unterhalten und sagt, there is more than one hat.
Oh, there's many hats.
There are many hats all over the world.
Yeah, I have them sprinkled around the world.
Uh-huh, okay.
They're quite fragile things, so putting them in a suitcase is a dangerous proposal.
Yeah, it is.
This one lives in Berlin.
Ah, okay. Also er hat für jede Gegend, wo er hinkommt, er hat sie überall verteilt. Und diesen Hut, den er heute auf hat, der lebt in Berlin im Studio.
He mm-hmm.
lives
yep.
in the studio.
It lives in the studio.
Do they have names also? Or do they
no,
say
I haven't
hi hat, Berlin hat?
No,
there you are.
No, it's more like a uniform than a being. Uh-huh. I become Decker when I don don the hat.
Ah, okay. Who are you when you're Brooklyn?
I'm just a husband and a father without the hat, you know. I'm Brooklyn.
Okay. Also das Ding mit dem, das hat natürlich immer so was Mystisches oder Mythologisches. Wir haben auch darüber gesprochen. Er hat eben dieser Hut und wenn er den Hut aufsetzt, ist er Decker und das ist, mal sehen, wie lange es so bleibt, aber es ist eben sein Markenzeichen und Decker steckt unter dem Hut und er ist so. Und wenn er den Hut abnimmt, ist er einfach nur ein normaler Mensch. A normal person? What is that?
Like an alter ego kind of thing?
Yeah, that's, yeah.
That's the one?
Okay.
I don't know if it's that.
Yeah.
It's more like a...
You don't feel differently when you...
I do feel differently.
Ah, okay.
With the hat. No, I do actually. It's weird. I do. I do. I feel that it gives me permission to be a little weirder, feel a little freer.
Yeah.
I'm quite a shy, introverted guy that wouldn't normally do this sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Without this force field.
Okay, also es ist schon ein alter Ego und er fühlt sich anders, wenn er den Hut auf hat und er ist sonst eigentlich sehr introvertierter und fast schüchterner Mensch und wenn er den Hut auf hat, dann kann er ein anderes Gesicht zeigen, das er dann nicht zeigt. But you don't show your face.
But I don't show my face, yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, I don't know why I don't show my face. I don't have like a... Actually, there's a funny story. Can I tell you a story?
Yeah, please.
When I first had the hat, when I first got the hat, I got it to make a music video. And because I'd done this music video for a song called This Here Island, I was dancing around. We did some test shots and the locations were great. I asked my wife, "What do you think? What do you think?" And she's like, "Everything is great except you."
Okay.
And I was like, what can I do? And she's like, yeah, you know, I sort of agreed, actually. It was like, I needed a different silhouette. I needed a different shape to make this weird movement thing I was doing look cool. And so I tell a joke on stage sometimes where I'm like, yeah, so then she said, cover your face, ba-dum-tsh, you know.
Okay.
And it was a little bit true, actually. It was a little bit like, it just looks cooler when I'm like that.
Yeah.
You know, face down.
There's a secret, yeah.
But I don't think of it as a mask. I think of it more as a superpower or something.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Also die Geschichte des Hutes war, sie haben ein Video aufgenommen, ein Musikvideo und es war wunderbar, gegen toll und so weiter, alles toll und seine Frau meinte, ja, aber du bist nicht toll. So, irgendwas haut da nicht hin und so kam im Prinzip, also mit seinen Bewegungen und so kam dieser Hut, mit dem er sein Gesicht bedeckte und dann wurde dann plötzlich so ein Geheimnis draus und deswegen wurde dieser Hut quasi gehörte zu ihm. So, you brought your hat, your Berlin hat.
A Berlin hat.
Yeah, you will enter the stage with a Berlin hat and perform two songs right now.
Yeah, sure.
From the new upcoming album?
From the new record,
okay,
yeah.
Also am 26. September erscheint das Album und wir hören heute schon vier Songs und jetzt erstmal zwei. Wir sind sehr froh, dass er bei uns ist. Brooklyn Decker.
So this song is called The Dove, and for me, it's kind of one of the central tracks of the record. I had the feeling that when this song came together, I knew what I wanted the record to be. I love it. It's called The Dove. Take a walk into the night. Maybe we'll get a little lost. Our eyes are pointed to the stars. We both begin to dance. There isn't music everywhere, but songs are buzzing everywhere. Are we still in love? Are we still happy? Was it ever so? Were we ever meant to? Observing the flickering up, how many suns twinkle the sky above. But not one compares to you. They're only blinking lights. You are the luminous view. Are we still in love? Are we still happy? Was it ever so? Were we ever meant to? Was it ever so? Were we ever meant to? Thank you very much. The song is called Familiar Beat. You said you really need silence. I was silent about a mile. I get a little bit nervy and my heart starts to tap away to its own beat. You could see my shirt thumping, just imagine what it felt like. I looked down and I saw my feet, they were dancing to what was now a familiar beat. Boom, ba, 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 boom, ba. Fingers started snapping, familiar beat. Boom, ba, 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 boom, ba. Maybe if you're ready, we could turn around. Oh, and you could see the mile, that it's not so heavy. If you just let go, let it take you for a while. You could drop your shoulders, let your hands swing like the falling toward your feet. Or let it all just happen. You may find that you are dancing with familiar beat. Boom, ba, 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 boom. Said you really need silence. I was silent about a mile, but I couldn't stop my body moving. Boom, ba, 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 boom.
Decke. Thank you very much. Das war fantastisch. Und jetzt nochmal live mit seiner Akustikgitarre hier. Decke, viel Spaß.
I wish that I knew what to say. I really want you to feel better. I'd take it if I could your pain. I'd wrap you up in my favorite sweater. I'd paint your favorite photograph. I'd paint it but with better weather. I'd share with you my secret stash. Something that would give you laughter. Let me, my love, take you. My love, take you. My love, let me take you away from here. Let me, my love, take you. My love, take you. My love, let me take you away from here. I see a moment every day. Moments can fade, but they're hard to erase. I wonder, should I go or stay? I'd rather remain, but we'll do what you say. I wanna see our second half. I wanna see it with you hand in hand. I wanna make you belly laugh. I wanna stick with you right through to the end. Let me, my love, take. My love, take you. My love, let me take you away from here. Let me, my love, take you. My love, take you. Let me take you away from here. Let me, my love. Mm-hmm. Album is called Neither Up Nor Down. It wasn't named after any particular song, but I suppose if the album had a spirit animal, this song would be it. It's called Neither Up Nor No, it's not. The album is. It's called Not Feeling Up. I'm not feeling up now, not feeling up now. Can we get down? I'm not feeling up now, not feeling up now. Can we get down? I don't hold it all together all of the time. Mingled on a mound of medicine for my mind. Even when it's sunny, I look out and find a cloud. At the end of every rainbow, I don't find gold. I try not to drown. I'm not feeling up now, not feeling up now. Can we get down? I'm not feeling up now, not feeling up now. Can we get down? I may not have ever got it right my life. Been through all the motions as I try not to die. Even when I'm told I'm doing well, I'm sad as hell. I tried everything to shake it, but I can't break the spell. I'm not feeling up now, not feeling up. Clearly I see lesser than I did as a kid. Maybe I need oil for my third eyelid. Even when I'm running out of breath, you chip in. You pull me from the puddle that I've puddled in. I'm not feeling up.
Decker, thank you very much. Pure Magie. Also wenn man hier in die Gesichter geschaut hat, hat man sehr viel Beseelung. Beseelung? Sie wissen schon, beseelte Gesichter gesehen. Und also diese Platte, auf die kann man sich wirklich freuen. Am 26. September erscheint sie. Heute ist irgendwie der Wurm drin. Aber es gibt so Tage, ne? 26. September erscheint sie, Neither Up Nor Down, und Decker haben wir sie zu verdanken. Und am 6. Oktober dann im Huxleys, präsentiert von Radio 1. Dankeschön.
Radio 1. Nur für Erwachsene.